Ongoing tension between Turkey and Iraq has helped spur oil prices to a new high today. Oil went as high as $88 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. It ended the day at $87.61. So far, the sky-high prices haven't trickled down to the gas pump. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that may be about to change.
Rumors that Turkey might enter Iraq in pursuit of Kurdish rebels helped push oil prices into record territory in recent days. But that's only the latest indication of what a hair trigger the oil market is on, especially when it comes to the Middle East. As John Kilduff of MF Global notes, the border region between Turkey and Iraq is not currently a major oil producer.
The northern part of Iraq, we've seen precious little oil since the war began.
Of course, there's no oil in Lebanon either, but that didn't stop prices from soaring last summer when war broke out there. So far, American drivers have been largely insulated from this recent spike in oil prices. In fact, gasoline is cheaper today than it was 5 months ago, when crude prices were $25 a barrel lower. Instead of showing up at the gas pump, Kilduff says, most of the increase in crude prices has been absorbed by the nation's refiners.
The refiners have gotten absolutely hammered. Back in the springtime, you were making $40 a barrel turning crude oil into just gasoline. Now, as we sit here today, you're making about $3.50 a barrel.
That's because there's more gas on the market now relative to demand. Refiners' margins have been cut about as far as they can, though, so Kilduff says drivers shouldn't expect the cushion to last.
From here on out, the consumer's going to feel penny for penny up as we go dollar for dollar higher on crude oil.
Truck drivers and their customers are already feeling the pinch, as diesel prices have jumped above $3 a gallon. Bill Zollers heads the giant trucking company YRC Worldwide, based in Overland Park, Kansas. His Yellow and Roadway trucks are able to pass fuel costs on to customers, but he says trucking business has fallen to its lowest level in 4 years.
We should have really began to see the peak build for Christmas in September. That didn't happen in September, and it certainly isn't happening in October. So the economy is not doing well, and certainly fuel prices are a part of that.
Higher prices may also cause chills for people who depend on oil to heat their homes. The Energy Department is forecasting a $319 increase in oil heat bills this winter. Celeste Lovett, who heads a fuel assistance program in New Hampshire, says applications for aid have jumped by 6.5%.
People that apply for fuel assistance in New Hampshire are struggling to pay their heating bills anyway, but their benefit doesn't stretch as far if it's colder or the prices are higher.
Oil prices ended the day above $87 a barrel. Analyst Kilduff thinks the price will top $90 before the year is out. Scott Horsley, NPR News.